This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in Barrington, New Hampshire at the Living Land Permaculture Homestead, and I'm with Amy and Steve. They've been my hosts for my New Hampshire tour. And it's also worth mentioning, the way we first became acquainted is they do carry the Backyard Chicken Broadcast on New Hampshire Making Waves on WSCA. So what will people see when they come here and visit?
Well, they will see quite a few gardens, a lot of soil building going on. They will see bees and chickens, ducks and goats, a lot of trees still, some of which are there intentionally and some of which we might be bringing down to heat the house.
They'll see a lot of shrubs they've never heard of, shrubs I've never heard of until I planted them, like gumi and jostaberry and beach plum.
So we're still at a work in progress stage. How many years have we been doing that?
Well, we've been here for almost 5 years, and the first year was just clearing land. Year two, we started to have enough sunlight and space to have the gardens. Well, I should say the bees and the chickens came in year one.
They got introduced early.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, the chickens help with getting the land going, getting it fertilized and alive in bringing it into production. The chickens are incredibly helpful for that. So we wanted them here doing their thing as soon as we could build a coop and a secure area for them.
And so describe to me the introduction of stuff and the system that you're building towards.
Well, we don't always know all the synergies that we discovered with each new thing we introduce. We read up on each new thing, ducks or goats or whatever, and get a sense of how it fits in. And then we're always surprised by all the new ways that they work together, like the drone brood from the bees. We feed them to the chickens, and they very much enjoy that. And it helps us clean up these frames so that we can put them back in the hives. Like, for instance, the goat poop.
The goat poop, goats tend to have some internal parasites that come out in their poop and are fantastic food for chickens.
As we heard from Joel Salatin, from listening to talks of his when he came up here, it was very inspiring to hear what was possible and how these things can work together in an elegant, efficient fashion.
Mm-hmm. I had a really lovely moment this summer. I was out picking beans and towering overhead were the sunflowers that I'm growing to feed in the winter to the chickens. And the sunflowers are covered with my bees. And on the other side of that fence, the chickens were clucking and waiting for scraps for me. And I was finding icky beans and things and throwing them over to them. Meanwhile, you know, I was looking at my soil where the worms were literally poking their little selves up. And the beans were fixing nitrogen for them, or for the soil. Microbes. And I just felt like I had helped to create something that was so interdependent in such a beautiful way. It really felt quite magical, actually.
There's a permaculture principle: value the margins, the edges. The line between our main chicken and goat yard and the garden has been really our most productive spot. Because it's a fence that the beans and cucumbers, which have done really well, climb on. And that gives us more, the vertical space, it gives us more possibility of utilizing the soil we have created there. And it's an easy spot to toss things to the chickens and goats. It's been like the most productive few square feet of what we've created so far. And it's the margins between a lot of the things that we work on together.
Do you think you'll ever be done adding elements, or do you find elements that create, if such a thing is possible, even more unity?
One thing that we watch out for is taking on too much and thus not taking good enough care of what we have going on. So there are some critters that we've considered and decided, well, not now at least. And we don't have the sense that we have to do it all. We have neighbors that do maple syrup, and some other neighbors are looking at doing pigs. But I do see how the more we can encourage, at least, diversity. You know, for instance, this year we put up a bluebird box because I thought, ooh, some flying birds to catch some of those white moths that get into my kale. And I thought some aerial birds would help that. So I set up some things that I don't really need to manage. but just to encourage more and more diversity.
Mm-hmm. People who are curious about permaculture, imagine there's a whole bunch of sources, just like chickens.
Yeah.
But you're involved in doing some community work with that, as well as in addition to your radio show. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Myself and another woman, Mary, started this Greater Seacoast Permaculture Meetup group. And it's about teaching a lot of skill building and making connections and building community, and some amount of activist political work goes into it a bit. But what we've really worked on the most so far is getting folks involved, helping folks who are really interested in, you know, meeting some of their basic needs themselves to take that step from wanting to doing it. Chickens are a great way. Like I said, I think they're really easy compared to other livestock, you know.
What's the happiest part of the scale?
The mystery of how many eggs and when they will be gifted to us.
You like the eggs.
I like the eggs. I like opening the door to our nesting boxes and being surprised every single day, never quite knowing what's going to happen.
I've also noticed you like all the discovery. I mean, you're kind of, you have a little bit of the tinkerer in you. And so.
Absolutely.
Doing the Southern New Hampshire tour this autumn, one of the things that I noticed the most is how much everybody I've met has influenced each other. And everybody refers to somebody else. And the guy who tells me that this guy was the expert goes and says, well, did you see the way so-and-so did it?
That was part of the goal of the permaculture meetup. Because I'm a really big believer that another basic need of humans, part of how we evolved, is working together, doing stuff together, being together. And I'd like to cultivate that as well as my garden.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like chickens have a special role in bringing people together?
Yeah, especially I think, you know, around the time we got into it, a lot of other people got into it. It was this new, exciting thing. Folks read Barbara Kingsolver's book, or, you know, I'm not sure all the ways that it got started, but it was a sort of sudden excitement, and chickens are more personable than beans, you know?
Yeah.
So it, even though us gardeners can go on and on about that, there is something special about a critter that, like, kind of chats with you, and, you know, you watch and care for on a whole different level. And also it created, I think, a little more, you know, because people, I think, can plant a garden, and if it fails, eh, whatever. But you really feel so responsible for something that can walk and look at you. So I think that also drove people to want to talk to each other and get more information and do a good job. There is something about chickens that is really, you know, really accessible, really possible. I think it's a form of livestock that most people can really do and benefit from, and it's a good democratizing bird. We feel like the chickens are the ones we can most join you in evangelizing about,
right?
Because I think they are more possible for most people.
And in different kinds of places.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not everybody has the amount of land that you have,
right?
And the kind of expertise that you've developed to bring it together. But that's really a way for people to get a start in following some of the principles you talk about and finding their own personal way to do it. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I really had a good time. I had a good time in every sense since I first met you guys, and you were actually one of the few programmers who actually told me you were playing the show, and I didn't have to secretly try to figure out how I had, you know, X number of downloads. And in fact, you told me I had more downloads than I ever realized for some of these shows. So if you're out there, don't forget to contact me at Bucky at BuckyBacaw.org, and don't forget to contact the Making Waves folks and try to stream that thing. All right?
Thanks.
I had a good time.
We had a great time.